Hallelujah. I'm glad that we can call on the name of the Lord and know that He is just a prayer away. Hallelujah. We can reach out and touch Jesus and we know everything will be all right. Praise God, because God is in control. Amen. Glad that I know the Lord. Amen. He sits on the throne tonight. The one and only God. The true God. Hallelujah. Able to right every wrong. To heal every hurt. Amen. To erase all our sins. Amen. To purge us with this precious blood. Praise God. This God. You face us tonight, this morning, we welcome you. We send the hand of our pastor, we ask for him. Amen. For the joy. You have come to worship with us. We can hear the good Christmas. The morning we will be back. And we'll be in this temple once tonight. Amen. We love our pastor. And he loves you. All the ministry about you today.
Amen. God's voice reached clear. Amen.
said, my sheep know my voice, and the strangers, they will not follow. I thank God that we can recognize the voice of God when God speaks to us. We can't shrug it off. We cannot make excuses. Amen. But we must respond to the voice of God. God speaks. But is there anybody listening? Amen. God prepares before us a path of righteousness. But will there be anyone that will choose to walk in it? Amen. God has promised us great and eternal promises. The Holy Ghost is a promise. Amen. To him that will believe and obey the message of salvation. The Bible says he gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey him. But he says, ask and you shall receive. Amen. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. We have the power of choice. Amen. We can choose to seek after righteousness, or we can seek, amen, the ways of men. Amen. The power of choice. To be able to do. God gave Adam and Eve a choice in the garden. He said, you can eat of all the trees of the garden, save for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They had a choice. And they could enjoy all of the blessings and the good things that God had prepared for man. Or they could choose to do that one thing that God had forbidden them to partake of. Amen. I'm thankful tonight. Amen. That I am not deprived of the blessings of God. Amen. God is not withholding any good thing from those, amen, that love him. But the Bible says it's the Father's good pleasure. Amen. That God wants to be in his winning. Oh, God. Listen, amen, to the voice of temptation. The tempter will come. Amen. The voice of reason will come. Oh, have God said, thou shalt not eat of this tree. Amen. God knows it. And in the day that you eat thereof, you'll become like the gods, knowing good and evil. Amen. The devil knows how to sugarcoat. He knows how to disguise the truth. The worst form of lie is a half-truth. Amen. The devil will give you just enough truth, amen, to deceive you and to cause you, amen, to miss out upon the promises of God. But I want you to know the choice is yours. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, study the Word. Study the Word. Amen. Do we need to study to show ourselves approved unto God? A workman that need not be ashamed, rightly the word of truth. The power of truth. There are many examples in the Bible of men and women that made wise choices. We look at people around us, and sometimes we're envious of people who have made wise decisions. They have chosen a path. Amen, upon which God has poured out his blessing. And God has shown them favor. Amen, it is no accident. Amen, because God will reward the righteous. Amen, if they remain faithful unto him. Amen, God will reward that individual. Amen, that's willing to persevere. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. I want you to know that God is a faithful God, and his promises are yea and amen. Amen. Joshua, amen, he said unto the children of Israel, he said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Amen. If you find it evil, amen, to follow the Lord, to serve God,
Amen. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Amen. Whether the God, amen, of Israel, or whether the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But he said, it's for me and my house. Well, thank God for some men and women with some conviction. He said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. We're going to walk in the ways of righteousness. We're going to walk in the way of truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Joshua had a choice to make. Amen. He could choose to serve God. Amen. And be faithful unto God. Or he could choose to walk in the way of the heathen around him. Ruth had a choice to make. She could stay in the land where she was born, in a pagan land. Amen. A land that held little promise for her. Or she could choose to go with her mother-in-law back to the land of promise. Ruth said to Naomi, you know, she said, I'm going to go with you. I don't have anything to keep me here anymore. Naomi did everything that she could, amen, to try to cause her to go back, to discourage her, to go back. And if you don't know the decision that you're making, Orpah had already turned and went back. Amen. She had considered the matter, and she made the choice to stay in the land of Moab. But Ruth said, whither thou goest, I will go. And whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. And thy people will be my people. And thy God will be my God. Amen. She made a choice. Amen. She was not going, amen, to be dissuaded. She was determined and going to go to the land of promise. Praise God. We've got to have a made up mind. Amen. We've got to determine in our heart that we're going to serve the Lord with everything within us. We're not going to allow our friends, amen, to cause us to stumble. We're not going to allow family to stand in our way. But we've determined that we're going to see Jesus. We've determined that we're going to be faithful unto the end of the way. Amen. Ruth made a wise choice. Hallelujah. Amen. Because Ruth made a wise choice, God provided her a husband. And he was a man, amen, that was blessed of God. He was a wealthy man. Amen. He became her kinsman redeemer. And because she made the choice that she made, she became the grandmother of one named David. A man who established a lineage of kings that was to bring us the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Messiah, the Savior of the world. All because, amen, that she chose, amen, to follow the right path. Well, what a different story it would have been. Amen. She had chosen to stay in the land of the Lord. Every one of us have already faced choices in life, some good, and we have made some bad. There are none of us, I'm sure, that if we could go back, that we would make some different choices than we've made. Amen. Amen. But sometimes, amen, we never get a second opportunity. Sometimes we can't go back, amen, and choose again what God wants placed before us. But I want you to know tonight that God is placing some things in your life. God is allowing you, amen, to come to some crossroads. There are some of you that are at a crossroads in your life that you're going to make a decision, amen, very shortly. That's going to determine, amen, whether you succeed or whether you fail, whether you're going to be blessed of God or whether you're going to know the curse, amen, of being out of the will of God. The power of choice. Solomon, amen, had a choice to make. Amen. God gave Solomon an opportunity to ask for anything that he wanted to ask. Solomon could have asked for gold and silver and wealth in abundance. Solomon could have asked anything that his heart desired. Amen. But Solomon said, he said, Lord, he said, I don't know how to come in, and I don't know how to go out. Amen. And yet I'm going to be the leader of this people, oh God. Amen. Evermore, give us the spirit of a Solomon. Amen. Give us the meekness and the humility to recognize that our strength is in the Lord. He said, God, one thing I desire of you. Lord, give me wisdom. Give me understanding. Amen. That I might, amen, please you. Hallelujah, God. Amen, David, wisdom. Amen, David sought the way of truth. Amen, Moses had a choice to make at a very early age, because Moses was the son of Pharaoh's daughter. That he had a great career in front of him. He had become a great military leader. That he had led a force of Egyptian soldiers into the south against the Nubians, and they had defeated them in battle. And so he had become a great hero, a celebrated man among his countrymen. And being the son of Pharaoh's daughter, he was heir to the throne of Egypt. But my Bible says that Moses chose to suffer the affliction with the people of God rather to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Amen. Moses made the right choice. Hallelujah. Moses made the right choice. Amen. And then we come to this very, very, very important day in the history of Israel. Amen. The Bible says that Samuel had become old. And he had been a great leader. Samuel is a very unique individual that comes upon the scene at a very, very critical time in Israel's history. During the time of the judges, the Bible says every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Amen. That there was gross idolatry. That Israel had went a whoring after the gods and the goddesses of the nations. Amen. And they had forsaken the God that had brought them out of the land of Egypt. Amen. And when they cried out, God sent a deliverer. Amen. God, amen, always responds to the cries of his people when they cry out in repentance, when they cry out for mercy and salvation. Amen. I want you to know my God is a God of love. My God cares about his people. Samuel came upon a time when the Bible says in that day there was no open vision and the word of God was precious. Amen. There was no voice of the prophet. Moses had been a great man of God. Amen. Was a man that communed with God face to face. That Moses spake not by the words of man, but Moses spake the very words of God. Amen. The Bible. Amen. The first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Amen. Were given. Amen. By God to Moses. Amen. That we might have the foundation that we have in the Word of God. Moses is a great prophet. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that one day that God would raise up a prophet like unto Moses. Amen. Who was he talking about? He was talking about none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A greater than Moses. Amen. Came upon the scene. One, amen, that just, amen, was not just, amen, friendly with God. Amen. But he spake the very words of God. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Daniel was a very unique individual because He was born to a family that was of the tribe of Levi, but they were not of the lineage of Aaron. But God, amen, chose Samuel. And God put his anointing upon him. Samuel was a prophet, and he was a priest, and he was a judge. He was responsible for three different offices. As a prophet, he spoke forth the word of God. Amen. He spoke as the word of God came upon him. The words that he spoke were the words of the Lord. They carried the force, amen, of God's authority and power. Amen. He spoke forth as God's Spirit enabled him to speak. Amen. And he also served in the office of the priesthood. He wore linen ephod. He ministered, amen, at Shiloh. Amen. He was a man that was truly called of God. In fact, the man, the very name Samuel, amen, means the name of the Lord. Amen. He was asked of God. Amen. His mother asked him of the Lord, and God answered her prayer. I want you to know God is a God that hears and answers prayer. Amen. God blessed Israel, amen, with this man Samuel, because a man called Elkanah and a woman named Hannah were faithful unto God. Amen. They were faithful to the things of God. Amen. They were righteous, amen, in their generation. Elkanah served the Lord faithfully. Amen. In the priesthood of the Lord as a Levite. The Bible says that he was good to his wife. Amen. He told Hannah, he said, am I not better unto you than 10 sons? He showed her great favor. He showed her, amen, the benevolence of a loving and caring husband. Amen. And Elkanah, amen, served the Lord faithfully with all his house. Amen. Hannah desired a child. The Bible says that she was barren. Amen. And though she was blessed, amen, there was nothing that could satisfy the need in her life to be a mother. Amen. She desired to have a man child of the Lord. Amen. And she went to the house of God and she prayed, amen, earnestly to God. And the Bible said that God heard her prayer. And I want you to let God hear the prayers of those that were earnestly called out to him. Amen. She wasn't just, amen, praying to be heard. In fact, the Bible says, amen, that her lips moved, but there was nothing coming out. And so Eli, the priest, thought she must be drunk. He called her, amen, a daughter of the lion. She said, oh, no. She said, no, I'm not. I'm not drunk. Amen. She said, oh, I've got a heavy heart. My heart is heavy. My heart is stricken within me. I'm so heavy-hearted that my one desire is that God would hear my petition and give me a child. And if the Lord will grant my petition, I will lend him unto the Lord as long as he lives and will belong to God. Well, hallelujah. That's why we have a Samuel. Amen. We have a Samuel because a mother knew how, amen, to pray until her prayer was heard from on high. Praise the Lord. Thank God for some mothers in Israel that know how to travail before God, because God rewards the faithful. God hears and answers the prayers of his people when they call upon his name. Amen. And he was a judge. Now, as a judge, he was a political administrator. He settled disputes. He made sure that everything functioned the way it was intended to function. When the armies of Israel went out, amen, the judge was required to go out with the army into battle. And so Samuel was faithful in all his duties. He was faithful as a judge. He was faithful as a prophet. He was faithful as a priest. Amen. For he put his faith in the Lord his God. The Bible says that Samuel became, amen, stricken in years. Amen. He had become old, and he was no longer able to function as he had once functioned. The Bible says his sons, amen, the sons of Belial, amen, their only desire was the filthy lucre, that they desired material possessions, and they took bribes of the people, and they did not judge with a righteous judgment as their father had judged. And the people, amen, determined that we need other nations. Amen, I want you to know, I don't care how, amen, how difficult things may appear to be. Amen, it may seem that there are no path that seems to be the right path. But I want you to know, if you'll call on God and seek direction from the Lord, God will direct you, and God will reward you according to your faith, because God will not forsake his people. Amen. God will raise up a deliverer. God will raise up, amen, leaders that will lead you and guide you in the way that you ought to go. Hallelujah. God never forsook Israel. Amen. Every time they cried out, God raised up a judge. God raised up a deliverer. God anointed men, mighty men of God. Amen. And in one case, amen, God used a woman by the name of Deborah, amen, to bring salvation to the people of Israel. Amen. If God can't find a man, he'll find a woman. Hello? Praise God. Hallelujah. If men won't be men, if men won't step into the gap, God will find a woman that he can use. Praise the Lord. Amen. God, amen, is not going to leave his people, amen, without, amen, bringing salvation, without bringing deliverance, without responding, amen, to their cry. Amen. If they made a choice, but it was a foolish choice. Amen, because they said, we want to be like the nations. We want to be like these other nations around us, and then have a king over them. Israel made a foolish choice. And the Bible says that when they came to Samuel, and they told him their decision, and they said, we want a king to reign over us, he displeased Samuel. Amen. And so Samuel took it to the Lord. You know, when things happen that we know they were contrary to the things of God, the ways of God, the purposes of God, the plan of God, we need to take it to the Lord. Amen. Samuel didn't try to, amen, take things into his own hands. Amen. He said, I'm going to take this petition to God. Let's see what God has to say about it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just his servant. I'm going to see what the boss has to say about it. Well, I'm glad that I know who leads the people of God. I know that we have a king. I know that we have a savior. I know that we have a great shepherd, amen, that goes before us. He knows the way that we take. He's able, amen, to make a way where there appears to be no way. He's able to raise up deliverers. He's able to raise up men and women that will avail themselves to the purposes of God, because God wants to bring joy and salvation to his kingdom. Amen. God didn't want to turn them over to a bunch of sons of Belial, whose only desire was, amen, to fleece the flock. Amen. God wasn't going, you don't worry about the church of the living God. Amen. Because I know, amen, that there's a God in heaven that superintends the work of God. The Bible says that he's the head of the body and we're complete in him. Amen. He knows what we need. He knows how to bring deliverance. He knows how to bring salvation. He knows how to bring healing into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Even when we've been failed, amen, God is merciful. God, amen, is kind. God is in control. I said, God is in control. Amen. He raises up and he brings down. Hallelujah. Amen. The same God, amen, that brings to power, amen, is able to bring down those forces of the enemy that would come against the people of God. Amen. Because God rewards the faithfulness of his people. It has been said that most of the time people get the kind of government that they deserve. And I'm inclined to believe that. Amen. The prospects for Israel didn't look so good. But Israel had not been faithful to God. They were worshiping Baal. Amen. Now, you know, it's easy to point fingers at the leadership. Amen. But God, amen, sometimes, amen, gives us the kind of leadership that we deserve. They asked for a king, Brother Looney. Samuel wasn't too keen on that idea. So he took it to the Lord, where it said, do what they say. They want a king, give them a king. If that's the path they want to walk, let them walk that path. Amen. Because from the time that I brought them out of Egypt, they've been rebellious. Amen. They have but me, amen, from the time that I brought Moses, amen, out of the land of Egypt. They've been against it, amen. It didn't matter what it was, amen. They were a stiff-necked, amen. They were a corrupt people, amen, whose heart, amen, longed after the things of the world. So God said, in my anger, I'm going to give them a prayer. Amen. Just because God grants you your petition, don't think that it's because, amen, that he has approved. Sometimes people get what they ask for. In spite of the fact that it's contrary to the desires of the Lord. God said they haven't rejected you. He said they rejected me. Amen. Because I have been a king to Israel. Hallelujah. For I, amen, have been a savior. Amen. To the children. Amen. If they want to be like the nations, if they want a king to rule over them, I want you to protest. I want you to tell them the kind of king that they're going to get. I want you to tell them about how hard it's going to be, how heavy the taxes are going to be. Amen. He's going to tax them and tax them some more. People usually get the kind of government they deserve. You complain enough, amen, things will change, but maybe not for the better. Amen. He's going to take your sons, He's going to take your daughters. He's going to take a tenth of this and a tenth of that and a tenth of something else. Amen. Amen. He's going to lay heavy burdens upon you. Amen. You want to be like the rest of the world? I don't know why America thinks, amen, it's better someplace else where it is right here. We are and have been. Amen. We have been the envy of the world. Amen. We're the gold standard. Amen. For liberty and freedom. Amen. And prosperity. God forbid that we should choose to be like the other nations of this world. The Bible says that righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach of any people. You condone sin. You put your stamp of approval upon it, and God will give you, amen, the desires of your heart. In his anger. Because God superintends. And God is in control. Their choice displeased him. Their choice displeased God. But God said, give it to them anyhow. Amen. They think, amen, that they know the path that they ought to take. My Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Amen. If you go against the laws of God, amen, you're going to have to one day face the judgment. You're going to have to, amen, to pay for the sins that you have committed. Oh, Israel, Hosea said, thou hast destroyed thyself. Nikita Khrushchev said, in the 1960s, he said, America will never be destroyed from without. He said, America will be destroyed from within. And he gave us the key to why America would be destroyed. Amen. Because of one word. Greed. G-R-E-E-D. Greed. Amen. The Bible says the love. Amen. I said the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. We have become so materialistic. We have become so carnal in our thinking and in our imaginations. Amen. That God, amen, can no longer bless us like God wants to bless us. God wants to bless America. God wants to bless his church. God wants to bless his people. But we've got to bring ourselves in line with the Word of God. We've got to ask for God's forgiveness if God's going to bless America. But God cannot go against his word. The Bible says in Psalm 33 and 11, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. And blessed, I want you to hear what the word of God says. Is it blessed? Is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. God gives choices. God doesn't place, amen, things upon us against our will, but God gives us a free moral choice. Amen. When we sin, we choose, amen, to transgress the laws of God. When we remain silent, amen, we choose, amen, to join those, amen, who allow evil men, amen, to do evil. All it takes for evil men to prosper is for good men to do nothing. We have a moral and Christian obligation to stand up for what's right, to stand up for the truth, amen, to let our voice be heard, whether it, amen, is in the city, or whether it is in the body of Christ, or whether it is in the nation. We need to let our voice be heard, and we need to take a stand for something, amen, that's right, for something that's righteous, for something that's approved of God. Hallelujah, I'm glad, amen, that we have a right, amen, to choose. Amen, not only do we have a right to choose salvation, amen, we have a right to choose, amen, the way that we live. We have a right, amen, to choose, amen, the occupation, amen, that we are a part of. We have the right to choose, amen, the cities that we live in and the schools that we send our children to. We have a right to choose our representatives in Congress and our leadership at all levels of government. We have the right to choose, amen, whether we're going to serve God or whether we're going, amen, to follow the ways of the world. We can choose to compromise. We can choose to blend in with immorality and sin and degradation. Or we can stand upon the word of God and His eternal truth. We have the power of choice. They chose a king. The Bible says that he stood head and shoulders above everyone else. That means he was a head taller than everyone in Israel. He looked, he knew. He looked like that he would have been a good leader. He was sincere. He was humble, but when he became lifted up out of sin, when he became proud, amen, of his own authority and power, amen, he failed, amen, to hearken unto the word of God. Amen. He chose disobedience. Amen. Instead of doing what the prophet had asked him to do. Amen. God forbid that we as a people, as a free nation, as a church, amen, that we should choose to follow the ways of the world. I don't want to be like any other church. Hallelujah. I don't want to be just another denomination. Hallelujah. I want to be the church, amen, that God, amen, established. He said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It doesn't matter what the nation is doing. It doesn't matter where the economy is going. And the economy can go in the tank, amen, but there will be a widow of Zarephath, amen, to feed the prophet. That God has never forsaken His church. Amen. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed out begging bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm getting hot. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Israel destroyed. Amen. I believe with all my heart that the only thing that can stop us is us. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead and come to the piano. Now the only thing that can stop the church is the church. Oh, hallelujah. The devil can't stop. The king can't stop you. The army can't stop you. Hallelujah. Bonds of imprisonment can't stop you. Paul was in a prison cell with chains up on his hands and chains up on his feet. And he said, I'm bound. But the gospel is not bound. Hallelujah. Lock me up for preaching against homosexuality. Lock me up, amen, for preaching against incest. Lock me up for preaching, amen, that saith the word of God. Amen. If the word of God declares it, then let it be true, and let every man a liar. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad that God loves the homosexual. God loves the sinner. I serve a God that's able, amen, to unshackle those that are bound. He came, amen, to set the captives free. He came to liberate. He came, amen, to give hope where there is no hope. I'm talking about a hope you can believe in tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That hope is Jesus. I said that hope is Jesus. Amen. The kind of change that we need is not, amen, letting down the walls. Amen. The kind of change we need is not throwing caution to the wind and spending money like a drunken, amen, fool. But the kind of change we need in America is a change of the heart, a change of the soul, a transformation of the mind. We need Jesus. We need the move of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, to transform. Amen. God can save. Amen. To the uttermost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got corruption. Dear God, we've got corruption in both houses. We've got corruption on the left and we've got corruption on the right. We've got so-called conservatives that don't even know how to spell conservatives. Amen. We've got liberals. Amen. Amen. That have redefined liberality. Amen. We've got sin in every area, in every camp. Amen. It's time for the church, amen, to come together and one. Amen. That you might be one even as we are. We can't not be divided as Republicans and Democrats against liberals and conservatives. Amen. We need to come together as people of the book, the people of the name. We're the children of God. We're Christians. We stand upon a firm foundation. United we stand, but divided we fall. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter whether you're driving in the right hand, in the ditch in the right, or the ditch on the left. Amen. If you're in the ditch, you need to get on the straight and narrow way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got some people, amen, that don't think that needs greasy. And then we got some people that think everything's greasy. Amen. We need to get off, amen, of all these isms and schisms. And we need to get together in the mind of Christ. We need to get our minds up on revival. We need to get our mind on the works of God and miracles and works of grace. God is not the God of the rich or the God of the poor, but God is the God of everybody. Hallelujah. He's the God of the Jew and he's the God of the Gentile. He's the God of the learned and the God of the unlearned. Amen. Paul says we've got to become all things to all men. And by all means, we might save some. Hallelujah. 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 You know what I am? I'm a Christian. My citizenship is in heaven. Hallelujah. And my standard is the Word of God. If you can find a higher standard than the Word of God, amen. Amen. I'll stand upon it. Amen. The Bible says, don't compare yourselves among yourselves. They that do so are not wise. But we need to compare ourselves with the standard of all standards. We need to try to measure up to the stature of Jesus Christ. WWJD, what would Jesus do? I'm afraid he wouldn't be doing some of the things that we're doing. He wouldn't be going to some of the places we're going. He wouldn't be saying some of the things that we're saying. He wouldn't have the spirit, amen, like some of us have got. What would Jesus do? Hallelujah. Amen. God will raise up deliverance. God will raise up, amen, some Samuels. God will raise up some Daniels. Amen. God will raise up some men and women. Amen. When they seek after righteousness. Amen. When this great nation of America was formed, there were some people, amen, that were seeking religious freedom and liberty. Hallelujah. Praise God. They believed in the things of God. They believed in freedom. They believed in liberty. They believed in a divine power, amen, that shaped and guided their lives. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for some men that had a backbone that would stand up against sinfulness and tyranny everywhere it raised its ugly head. God forbid that we should become like Israel and everybody does what's right in his own eyes. The motto of this generation is, if it feels good, do it. And I want you to know, amen, there's only one righteous, holy God. If you reject Jesus, if you reject his mercy, if you reject his salvation, amen, there is no other. Hallelujah, there is no other Savior. There is no other plan of salvation. Hallelujah, it's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. He's the only one. And you are the one that has power to choose tonight. Would you stand? Hallelujah, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to stand up for righteousness. Amen. As for me and my house, we're not going to go with the crowd. We're not going to go with the popular notion. We're not going to go, amen, with change for change's sake. Hallelujah. But we're going to follow a higher path. We're seeking a higher destination. Hallelujah. You can choose today to serve the Lord. Amen. Today, you're faced with a choice. Jesus said, amen, no man, amen, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. You can't waver. How many of you know what you believe tonight? How many of you know what's right? How many of you know what's wrong? How many of you know what pleases God? Hallelujah. Then we need to let our voices, amen, be heard. We need to shout it from the mountaintop. We need to let the world know, hallelujah, that there's a people, amen, that believe in the things of God. And we believe in the old paths. We believe in the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. Let's see.
Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord.